All right, welcome to the podcast. Woo-hoo! It's Tommy's rapid fire questions. Get excited. We've got Al and we've got Claire in the hot seats. Strap yourselves in. These are just rapid fire questions, quick answers. Are we ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, we have no idea what these questions are, by the way.
No idea. All right. Boom. Alan, favourite employee of all time?
Oh, really? On the spot straight away?
Yeah.
The easy, obvious question answer would be Claire.
No, you can't do Claire.
Okay. Probably Portnoy.
Okay, boom. Claire, your favourite employee of all time?
That's so hard. Probably Scotty?
Oh,
Scotty, yeah. For
no,
sure.
Tough one. You already, Claire got Scotty.
Yeah, I got Scotty.
Boom.
Yeah, Scotty all right.
Favorite Portnoy story?
that I can tell on here.
Yeah, generally that's the idea of the show.
So that just rules out a lot?
There was a time where I was in my office. It was obviously a prearranged thing, but Portnoy had asked to come in. They were filming some fucking doco thing for their pod. For their band, Coffin, and they came in with a full camera set up like this shit and interviewed me for something that I presume never saw the light of day. But they offered up, what's the game?
Murder, Marry, Shag or something.
Whatever it was, for the members of the band. And I was that was probably one of the better stories. I can't tell a lot of the stories, but yeah, that was a good one.
Favorite Scotty story, Claire.
Favorite Scotty story?
It's a whiskey drink.
Oh, story. Yeah. He introduced me to whiskey and we went on it was the trade show and there was an open bar. I don't think it was meant to be any whiskeys or anything. I think it was just like house spirits. And somehow Scotty convinced the bartender to let us go on a whiskey tasting tour. And so Scotty and I just slowly worked our way through all of the different kinds of whiskeys on the shelf until they cut us off. And he introduced me to my love of whiskey for sure.
There you go.
Yep.
All right. Worst travel trait. So Al, you're answering Claire's worst travel trait. What's the worst thing she does when you guys travel together?
Oh. Directions.
Directions.
Yeah, that's her worst thing. She can't direct for shit. It's so bad, it's not even, I can't even begin to tell you. Like Japan, particularly when there's multiple levels, we'll be going the right direction on the complete wrong level. So you end up having to just go all the way back around until you get the right level. It's great. Yeah, I haven't wasted any time.
Claire? What's the most annoying thing you guys
I can't wait for this. Go.
You can only choose one.
I can only choose one.
Yeah.
Horrendous.
One that actually pisses me off.
Which one?
Is the fact that Al, the moment we start traveling, throws his hands up as if he can't plan or do or organize anything. And getting anywhere, booking anywhere, choosing the restaurants, doing absolutely anything. Al pretends like he's a 2-year-old and it is completely out of his world of wheelhouse. I passed him a phone once to get us directions to dinner and he goes, I don't know how to do this. You don't know how to use Google Maps that you use every time.
So you're getting lost and then you won't help in the assistance of navigating. No. No wonder you guys have got so much time to come up with business ideas. You fucking lost the whole time.
We've covered some kilometers going back with that. Loops.
All right, this one's just for Claire. Al's worst t-shirt.
What do you mean, my
worst? I know exactly which one it is, and it would be the Raglan baseball logo that curls into...
You're talking about my worst t-shirt idea or my worst t-shirt idea.
I'm talking about your worst t-shirt idea.
Yeah.
So, that wasn't Raglan and... Oh, I also have another your worst t-shirt that you've worn. The design was...
Why didn't write those, you know?
Yeah, black sleeve, white Raglan with like a baseball Borders logo with red something on it. It's just horrendous. Like it. And there's a few photos that have reminded me of this t-shirt that you used to wear all the time, which is another Raglan, but it was a maroon Raglan. Fallen Raglan, maybe? Oh, yeah.
I love that one too.
Yeah, no. Raglan. Sorry, I'm not down with Raglans.
Bring the Raglan back.
Bring the Raglan back. Yeah, hashtag. No, I did, but that's okay. Three-quarter sleeves. I got that impression.
Diagonal cut.
Yeah, when you started talking about like the baseball style logo, yeah. I could start to picture that in my head. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it.
No, she's right. It's a shit shirt. Right, best trick you've got on a snowboard right now. Yeah,
like at 52.
Yeah.
Staying upright. no tricks, man. I'm just
lighting these days.
Yeah.
Claire?
I don't know.
I still like to
My jump. Favorite.
I still like to jump.
I'm not just like.
That's the oldest thing. That's the oldest thing you've ever said.
My favorite tricks to do.
Yeah.
Would probably be like pole jams.
ACLs.
And. Those. I got like a pole, like a really big pole jam at the end of. Not last season, the season before, and it just felt fucking cool. And also, I really like doing methods.
Glad you said eds at the end there. I was like, I thought you were just going to go.
Still riding through a park on a snowboard, it's still fun.
Yeah. Good. All right. Cool. Controversial question, this one. We're going to go with Claire first.
Who wrote the fucking
question? If the shot had to be skate or snow, but only one, which would you choose?
That's easy for me because I didn't grow up skateboarding, so it's snow for me.
Yeah. Al?
My business brain would say skate because it's not just seasonal. But because I'm old and I'm more a snowboarder than a skateboarder, now for sure I'd say snow.
Do you think you're... Answer to that question would have been different 20 years ago.
I'm just actually going to go back.
No, actually, for like 40 years ago.
Skate because I don't think the fashion that we're doing would work with snow.
It kind of, you can't eliminate one or the other because like fashion is a huge part of it for me too. But you're right. The fashion is that street style, urban skateboarder style.
Skate. I'm staying skate.
All right.
So with both of us, we have to keep both.
Mm. Yin yanged. Yeah, that.
That's a shot.
Yep. All right. Well, this one's you. Yeah. I don't know. Scooters or rollerblades? Ow.
Burn them both. No one fucking cares. So to me, they're both not relevant. Don't fucking care. They're not even sport. They're not even. Yeah.
Can I interject with a question?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, that's not really the purpose of this.
Ow.
Anyway. As long as you do this.
Okay. Ow. Have you ever ridden or
scooter
or rollerblades?
I would have, as a piss take, grabbed the kid's scooter in the shop.
So you never grew up before you started skateboarding. You never rode a scooter, or what about rollerblades?
100%
no. Didn't we have an electric scooter in the shop for a bit? There was an electric. Scooter. I swear to God, there was an electric scooter because we used to ride it to go get food at lunchtime.
Where the fuck?
I don't know. I just got this. 90s. Yeah, yeah. Like a little electric. It was like a little battery powered. I'm sure we did.
Scooter.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it was a scooter. Think
they existed,
though. Yeah, they did, dude.
Might have been in your house, mate. Not in my fucking
No, I'm serious. I'm pretty sure we had one. Anyway, that's all right.
Either way, scooters roll by. Essentially the same thing, rubbish.
Yeah. Good. Quick fire question. Okay. What tattoo do you least like on each other?
Oh.
Our Claire's. Well, I don't know. Think of one. Well, show your fingers. Maybe you pick one of those.
I don't dislike my fingers. I don't, I'm not a massive fan of that fucking eye that looks at me.
Oh, this thing?
The eye, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I find that a bit disconcerting at times.
Okay. Claire?
That's
all I've got.
You can only choose one.
Only?
Oh, fuck. Just choose one. Who cares?
For me, it would be the coloured snowflakes.
Yeah.
That's not one.
Do you want me to pick a colour?
Pick a colour, yeah.
Maybe the green?
They're the Australian snow. They represent the Australian winter.
Yeah, but it doesn't. Snow's not green.
Or yellow. Can be yellow.
Derek Lair, they were pretty unpopular when he first got those done and came up onto the hill at Brookie Oval there. Can't say there are a lot of fans of the snowflakes.
Move on, mate.
Who's the better cook?
Out of me and Claire?
Yeah.
I cook food that I really like, so I don't know. Claire's probably got some skills. We don't really eat each other. Yeah. When would I have eaten Claire?
I don't know. Like when you travel, do you not like...
We eat out. Like,
you just eat out all the time.
I think if it's Asian, ow. If it's any other cuisine or any other dish or baking or anything. But like stir fries, noodles, like anything in the like you need a wok and a hot flame, that's ow.
Tofu, carrots.
I don't have a barbecue. I have a wok, but that gives you some idea of where I'm at with my cooking.
Stir fry? If you need a fried rice, here's your guy.
Yeah. Right. I have a double wok burner at home.
All right. Well, I'm a big fried rice kind of guy.
Leave some for the others.
All right. Your biggest fuck up.
Mine?
Yeah. Like, you got to tell me. So, what's Al's biggest fuck up that he's ever had in the business?
Hang on.
And then you do the same back to Claire.
Oh, mate, that's a bit
hard. Well, no, like in the shop, like something.
Throw each other under the bus.
Yeah, okay. That's exactly what I'm asking you to do.
Me first,
the viewers will see it. You know, the listeners.
I
don't fuck up.
I
can think of my biggest fuck up. It's fairly recent too.
Okay, what's your biggest fuck up then?
You'd say
plugged in the new snowboard tuning machine. Not knowing that it was wired the opposite way to the shop, plugged it in, turned it on, and blew the whole fucking power board and everything. Blew the machine up, blew the power board up, blew the whole fucking building out. That's pretty bad.
Yep.
Cost a lot of money to get all that sorted. Yeah, that was up there.
Yeah, and I think I've already spoken about my biggest fuck up.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And then Claire's too.
Yeah.
She knocked over every single snowboard in the shop all at once. Domino effect. Fucking great.
Wasn't there a story? Did somebody, maybe it was an employee that forgot to lock the shop?
Oh, yeah. Ollie West and Jeremy Brennan.
Just throw them completely.
It was a miracle we didn't get cleanly robbed. Someone fucking left the door open recently. I don't know. No, I'm mistaken.
Okay, who has done the
most? Come knock on the door. You might just be able to get in. The alarm will be set, so you will get caught, fuckers.
Who has done the most yelling in the store?
Yelling?
Yeah, yelling at customers, at staff. Give us, Claire, can you tell me a story of a time that he did it?
Well, I have a story. Which is a good story.
Can't wait.
And that's the story that, like, you, when I first started working, you told me to tell customers to fuck off if they were giving me shit or anything like that. And I thought that he was just, you know, because he swears a lot. I thought.
Great story for business.
No, but you were like pretty much encouraging me to stand my ground if someone was being a dick or misogynistic or anything like that. And then it was this shop, and I was like, this guy was being a total dick to me and like just speaking down to me, being misogynistic and like just having a go at everything that I was trying to help him with and every question. And I was about to like tell him to like get fucked. Well, not really, but I was about to go, dude, if you're all my help, it's like fine. But Al stepped in kindly and told the guy to fuck off and get the fuck out of our shop, out of his shop, because I wasn't an owner at that point. Had a big yelling fight, but he was.
Didn't want to leave.
But he was.
Standing his ground that
night. Yeah, but he was, you know, protecting me because the guy was so rude. But yeah. So
it takes a lot to get that sort of service. That
one. Yeah. Yeah, you've got this guy was like,
if you're not a decent human being, I'm not going to serve you.
Yeah.
Good business strategy.
Solid.
Yeah, solid. All right. Final question of the Tommy's quick fire.
Yep.
Claire, three words to describe Al.
No, you can't do that. Yeah.
Three words to describe Al. Just choose three words.
Oh, I'm going to need some time to. That's
just no. Rapid. Just boom.
Compassionate.
Yep.
Yeah, that was one of my words. I'm going to sound like a moron. I should have gone first.
strong-willed. That's hyphenated.
Hyphenated. I'll accept that.
And empowering.
Nice. Good words. Alan?
Fucking not. Intelligent. Caring. Powerful.
All right. Rock and roll. Thanks for joining Tommy's Quickfire. Boo-boo!
That's it for the podcast. Like and subscribe.